The AP News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After a commanding victory in the Iowa caucuses, former President Trump is off to New Hampshire, but Julie Walker reports he made a stop in New York on the way for the penalty phase of a defamation trial.
E. Jean Carroll got a warm welcome from supporters in front of federal court in Manhattan. Some thanking her, calling her brave. Trump went in a special entrance with Secret Service. Tuesday marks day one of jury selection with opening statements to follow in what is essentially a second penalty phase of a legal fight Carroll has already won. In May, a different jury awarded her $5 million, finding Trump sexually abused her in a department store dressing room in 1996, then defamed her 2 years ago, claiming Carroll made it up. The Republican frontrunner for president, who just won the Iowa caucuses, continues to deny the charges and is appealing the first jury's verdict. Julie Walker, New York.
The next Republican presidential debate has been canceled after Nikki Haley said she would not participate unless Trump agreed to take part. The former U.N. ambassador and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also have campaign events in New Hampshire tonight. Vivek Ramaswamy and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson have dropped out of the race. Overseas, a show of force from Palestinian militants battling Israeli forces in northern Gaza and launching a barrage of rockets from further south. At the same time, Qatar and France say they've struck a deal between Israel and Hamas to allow delivery of medications to the more than 100 Israeli hostages being held captive in Gaza. And at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came out hard against Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Putin embodies war. We all know that he is the sole reason why various wars and conflicts persist and why all attempts to restore peace have failed.
This is AP News. Stocks have been mixed to start the year. So how'd they start the week? Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street in a sluggish return to trading following a three-day holiday weekend. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Tuesday. The benchmark index remains within one good day of the all-time high it set 2 years ago. The Dow fell 231 points. That's about 0.6%. The Dow was weighed down by another loss in Boeing. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.2%. Morgan Stanley sank more than 4%. The investment bank said a legal matter in a special assessment knocked more than $500 million off its pre-tax earnings. Spirit Airlines fell by almost half after a federal judge blocked its takeover by JetBlue. JetBlue rose about 5%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helps set mortgage rates, climbed to 4.05%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. There is a wind chill advisory until 9 a.m. tomorrow for values feeling as low as 20 to 30 below. A few clouds and bitter cold tonight with a low of 8 below. Winds will be southwest 10 to 15. Variably cloudy, not quite as cold tomorrow. High 14, winds 5 to 10 with gusts up to 15. And scattered clouds and brisk tomorrow night with a low of 3 below. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 4 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. As the cold continues to strike, be aware of signs and symptoms of frostbite, which include redness or pain, grayish skin, or numbness. Do not attempt to rub the area for warmth. This will only make it worse. Seek shelter indoors and let them warm up slowly. When it comes to hypothermia, signs include confusion, exhaustion, shivering, and slurred speech. Wear layers. Make sure clothes aren't too tight or too heavy, and most importantly, limit your time outdoors. WisPolitics reports this past Sunday, after participating in a campaign rally in Iowa ahead of the Iowa caucuses, Congressman Derek Van Orden released a statement offering his full endorsement of President Donald J. Trump as he seeks a second term of office in 2024. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools, in malls, and even in faith places. More and more, I feel that the people of ill will have used much more effectively than have the people of goodwill. We will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the hateful words and the actions of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
That's the Reverend Marcus Allen, a Baptist minister in Madison. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds owners and managers of other than municipal, community, and nonprofit, non-transient, non-community public water systems that the Emerging Contaminants for Smaller Disadvantaged Communities grant program has begun accepting applications. Other than municipal, community, public water systems are not owned by a government or municipality and serve groups of 25 or more year-round residents. Common examples include mobile home parks, apartment buildings, and condominium associations. Non-transient, non-community public water systems are non-residential and regularly serve groups of at least 25 the same people over 6 months of the year. Common examples include schools and daycare centers. Wisconsin is one of few states regulating two PFAS chemicals in drinking water. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently announced the proposed National Primary Drinking Water Regulation, which then finalized would regulate 6 PFAS chemicals and include lower maximum contaminant levels than Wisconsin currently enforces. The new grant program, funded through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, will allow other than municipal, community, and nonprofit, non-transient, non-community public water systems to address and decrease their PFAS levels to meet the proposed EPA levels. The DNR recommends that interested applicants review the Emerging Contaminants for Small or Disadvantaged Communities grant announcement for detailed information on eligibility and how to prepare an application. Questions may be emailed to dnrecsdcgrants@wisconsin.gov. Residents of the Coon Creek and West Fork Kickapoo watersheds have experienced minor to major flood events about every 2 years since 2007. In August of 2018, a storm system entered the West Fork Kickapoo and Coon Creek watersheds, with intense rainfall dropping up to 14 inches of rain in 24 hours, and in some places 11 inches in 6 hours. That caused 5 dams in the watersheds to fail in the early morning, causing significant and sudden failures at 2 of the dams, leading to a large breach wave with sufficient velocity and energy to cause significant damage and flooding downstream. The 2018 flood and the dam failures it caused led officials in the National Office of the Natural Resources Conservation Service, who oversees the country's earthen flood control dams, to take notice. In 2019, the NRCS commissioned a $1.6 million study to determine what caused the dam failures in the West Fork Kickapoo and Coon Creek watersheds and how to move forward. The goal of that study was to determine if fixing those dams, building new dams, or moving them was worth the cost. Through the study, the NRCS determined that keeping the dams was not worth the cost, and it would not be worth rebuilding or replacing them. The preferred alternative that the NRCS is recommending is to decommission all 14 dams in the Coon Creek and 8 of the 9 dams in the West Fork Kickapoo. NRCS has developed a plan for removal of the dams known as a programmatic environmental impact statement for each watershed. The process to approve that PEIS provides for public comment and input on the decommissioning recommendation. As a part of that process, the NRCS has scheduled 2 meetings, one for each watershed, for this Thursday. The first will be held at the Coon Valley American Legion Hall from noon to 2:30. The second will be held at the Cashton Community Hall from 4 to 6:30. All residents who live in these counties are encouraged to attend the meetings to voice their opinions and concerns about the plan and the decommissioning process. The High Ground in Neillsville will host the annual 3-day Winter Veterans Retreat Friday through Sunday, February 2nd through 4th, along with a 1-day ice fishing event Saturday, February 3rd. Both events are open to all male and female veterans. Lodging for the retreat will be at an area motel near the High Ground at no cost to the veterans. The Winter Retreat is a gathering of veterans for a weekend of snowshoeing, ice fishing, post-traumatic stress management workshops, art workshops, and a veteran-guided tour of the High Ground. All veterans participating in ice fishing are responsible for getting their own valid Wisconsin fishing license and having it with them while ice fishing. Veterans can get their fishing licenses online at gowild.wi.gov. Registration for the Winter Veterans Retreat is required by this Friday for both events. A $30 registration fee is required for both events, but will be fully refunded to the veteran when they arrive. For more information and to reserve a spot at either event, veterans are invited to contact Teresa by email to museum@thehighground.us or by calling 715-743-4224. Vernon County residents interested in serving on the newly formed Planning Committee are encouraged to submit a letter of interest by this Friday. The committee will develop the county's comprehensive plan and make a recommendation for approval to the county board, as well as recommend amendments to the comprehensive plan as necessary. The committee will be composed of 4 county board supervisors and 3 community members appointed by the county board chair. Members will serve 2-year terms. Interested residents should send a letter of interest to County Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at cassandra.hannon@vernoncounty.org or by mail to 400 Courthouse Square, Suite 108, Viroqua, 54665. Learn the step-by-step process for identifying plant problems in your gardens. Plant Diagnostics, the step-by-step approach to identifying plant problems, is an online course offered by the UW-Madison Division of Extension Horticulture Program. The course is designed to teach you troubleshooting skills for plant-related problems. This online course runs from February 1st to April 30th. This course explains the basics of the plant diagnostic process in an easy-to-understand way. At the end of the course, participants will be able to explain the steps of the diagnostic process, identify appropriate resources to use in the diagnostic process, and learn how to use UW-Madison Division of Extension Diagnostic Services and Labs for extra help when you need it. The online course is self-paced with 13 modules that include videos, reading, and interactive activities. 2 live webinars, Putting the Process into Practice, Real-World Diagnostics, led by Extension Educators, and Meet the Labs, presented by Diagnostic Lab Directors, are included in the course. Anyone interested in becoming a better gardener and detecting problems as they arise is invited to participate in the course. An early bird registration runs through Sunday at $99 for the general public and commercial professionals. Regular registration runs from January 22nd through 31st at $109. There is special discounted pricing of $49 for active participants in the Wisconsin Extension Master Gardener Program. Find more information at hort.extension.wisc.edu/plant-diagnostics-course. A new planet has been discovered, and it's younger and closer than any other Earth-sized world yet. However, it's remarkably hot, but it is in proximity to a star similar to how Earth is. Now scientists will use it as a unique opportunity to study how planets evolve. Currently, scientists said it takes the planet 4.2 days to orbit its star, but it is tidally locked, which means only one side faces the star, where it can reach a brutal 2,300 degrees Fahrenheit, flowing with lava, while the other side is forever dark. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Elaine Bauer of Lone Rock on ticket number 120.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today is Tuesday, January 16th. David J. Meixelsperger, 80th Plain, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 2 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Wednesday from noon until the time of mass at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For David J. Meixelsperger, 80 of Plain. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena, died last Tuesday after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76 of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. No formal services will be held. Memorials may be made to Harvest Guest Home, St. Croix Hospice, or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison.
Joy Engine salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protests, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and much more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Joy Engine with Civic Media in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We just can't get out of the Arctic blast. This cold snap has a grip on us. Wind chill advisories have been in effect now and linger through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Our highs today of about 5 degrees really felt like 15 below zero. Brrr, my face was freezing. We've had to cover all exposed skin to prevent frostbite from occurring, and it looks like we're going to have to do that for the rest of the week, too. Winds this evening will be gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, they'll be at about 20 miles per hour, and when you wake up in the morning, still gusting to nearly 18 miles per hour. So they're not calming down much until tomorrow night, when they'll finally be at about 5 miles per hour, which means we'll actually feel the actual temperature with no more wind chill advisories or warnings being issued. So let's break it down. Right now, it's feeling about 15 below zero, and as we go through the rest of tonight, it'll be feeling near negative 30. Early tomorrow morning, it'll probably be around 25 below, and as we go throughout tomorrow afternoon, eventually feeling like near negative 10. When will we actually feel our temperatures? Thursday, and in fact, we'll be feeling the single digits to near double digits. But if you're looking for that real, true warm-up, you're going to have to wait until next week. I'm talking Monday or Tuesday, when we finally start to hit those 20s and 30s. Until then, it's a pretty breezy pattern, because in fact, our winds do pick up again on Friday and into Friday night, but our winds shift to out of the south by Sunday. This is clutch, because that's what's going to be providing the warmer temperatures. However, we are looking ahead at a much bigger system coming through Tuesday and into middle of next week, which if our temperatures get too warm and above freezing, will bring rain, and you know what's to follow with that. Icy, scary, treacherous travel conditions. So as you're sitting there freezing now, don't wish for too much warmth. Keep it reasonable for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear and 4 degrees after a morning low of 9 and a daytime high of 5. Yesterday's high was 5 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1974 is 56 degrees with a record low of 38 below set back in 1963. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 36. Sunset took place tonight at 4:53 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:30. The winds are out of the southwest at around 7 to 10 miles per hour, making wind chill temperatures feel like it's 10 below outside. Our barometric reading is 29.91, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 4 degrees, and we have a couple cancellations going on. First of all, Second Harvest Food Pickup in Boscobel is canceled, and Boscobel Bowl and Banquet will not be holding bingo.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at the area high school sports schedule.
Tonight, the Ithaca Bulldogs make up a girls' game at DeSoto. Westby will be at Luther, Nacita at Brookwood, Hillsboro at Cashton, Bangor at New Lisbon, and Wanewoc Center at Royal. Seneca visits Viroqua, Dodgeville at Sauk Prairie, River Valley at Darlington, Barneveld at Highland, Toma at Mauston. In boys' basketball, Lancaster at Belmont, Highland at Potosi, Fenimore at Southwestern, Riverdale is home against Darlington, Mineral Point at Iowa Grand, Cuba City at Boscobel, Cassville at River Ridge, Lafarge at Seneca, Ithaca is at Waseca Steuben, DeSoto at North Crawford, Viroqua at Luther, Black River Falls at Westby, Bangor travels to Oneiwok Center, Nisida at Hillsboro, Brookwood at Alma Center. It's Toma at Mauston. And coming up on WRCO, Wisconsin Heights at Richland Center in area boys basketball. Coach Brian Pohl says the season does go by quickly.
Looking at the calendar, there's really only about 6 weeks of the season left, and it does go quickly. And that is it's something we talk to the kids about. These seasons go so fast, the years go so fast. So just wanting to make sure that we're taking it, every opportunity that we get. And using it to the fullest.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at around 7:15.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane service and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and your business running. Call 647-7034.
After being canceled last week because of the weather, Richland Center Church League Volleyball is back in action tonight, and games that will be played tonight, first of all, at the Community Center, it'll be Avoca Bible Church 2 versus Grace Community 1. That starts at 6:30. Then at 7:15, it'll be Bethel Lutheran against Hidden Valley Community 1. Church of the Nazarene 2 versus Hidden Valley Community 2 at 8. And then rounding up the evening at the Community Center, Free Methodist versus the Mission starting at 8:45. At the RC Primary School, Doudna Elementary, Richland Baptist Temple 2 versus Beulah Wesleyan at 6:30. At 7:15, Richland Baptist Temple 3 versus Boscobel Assembly of God. Avoca Bible 1 versus Avoca Bible 3 at 8, and then rounding out the evening at the RC Primary and Doudna Elementary, it'll be Church of the Nazarene 1 versus Richland Baptist Temple 4. That'll be at 8:45. Grace Community 2 and Richland Baptist Temple 1 both have byes. The Badgers travel to Penn State for a Big Ten conference game tonight. Tip-off is set for 8. Wisconsin will be looking for its sixth straight victory over the conference opponent. Penn State has dropped 2 games in a row, while the Badgers have won 6 straight. The Nittany Lions aren't a physical team, but they haven't produced the shooting success necessary to win many games in the tough Big Ten. They are 8-9 overall and 2-4 in the conference. The Badgers are 13-3 overall, and they are the only remaining team yet to lose a conference game with a 5-0 record. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCO.com, on the WRCE stream, and also on the Civic Media app. Pregame for that game will start at 7. The NBA has fined Sacramento Kings coach Mike Brown $50,000 for his court-storming outburst against a referee. Joe Dumars, the league's head of basketball operations, announced today that Brown has been fined for aggressively pursuing a game official during live play and for publicly criticizing the officiating. Brown was ejected in the fourth quarter of the Kings' 143-142 overtime loss to Milwaukee on Sunday night. He stormed onto the court and began screaming at referee Inte Huang. Kings players had to restrain him. Brown made comments about the officiating afterwards. And the Packers and San Francisco 49ers have a history in the NFL playoffs. They meet Saturday night in the divisional round. San Francisco has won 5 of the 9 meetings and emerged victorious in the last 4 in a row. After Green Bay's stunning rout of heavily favored Dallas, it isn't likely they will be overlooked. The 49ers are currently 10-point favorites to advance. They're also the favorites to win this year's Super Bowl after the Cowboys and Los Angeles Rams were sent packing. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
All during the month of January, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society and All About Pets is offering tips on what you can do to keep both you and your pets safe and warm during Wisconsin's cold winter months. First, just because it's cold outside doesn't mean that you and your pet need to become couch potatoes. Keep both yourself and your pet as active as possible, both indoors and out. Second, winter is not the time to shave your dog or cat. However, matted hair allows cold air to reach your pet's skin. So carefully and gently comb out or cut clumped hair or seek the help of a professional groomer. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. Due to today's winter weather conditions, Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for help from its members. During weather like this, REC experiences a peak demand. Members are asked to help control this peak demand by avoiding the use of high-energy appliances like engine heaters, electric clothes dryers, and portable heaters from now until later this evening. Those members with dual-fuel and controlled electric water heaters can expect to have them controlled. Managing peak demand is another way REC and its members are working cooperatively for the benefit of all.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933 with offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg. For your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind. It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Corn and hogs were lower Tuesday, soybeans finished mixed, and cattle closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans ended the session mixed on bulls spreading, with nearby contracts up modestly and deferreds weak. It was an up-and-down day for beans, though, after Friday's USDA numbers, which were neutral to bearish. Most private firms have lowered their outlook for Brazil as that harvest moves forward. March beans were up 3 at 1227 and a quarter. May was 2 and 3 quarters higher at 1238 and a half. March soybean meal was $9 higher at 371.10, and March soybean oil is 100 points lower at 47.25. Corn was down modestly on fund and technical selling, essentially following through on last week's losses, with USDA confirming record large U.S. production and yield. Most forecasts have another round of welcome rainfall in dry portions of Brazil this week. March corn was down 3.5 at 443.5, and May was 3.75 lower at 455.25. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, along with the higher trade in the dollar during the session. Much of the winter wheat region has seen bitterly cold conditions over the last few days, but winter kill chances have been limited by snow cover in many areas. The big bearish factor really remains slow export demand. March Chicago's down 14 at 582. March Kansas City was 13.75 lower at 601.5. March Minneapolis was down 8.75 at 690.75. Cattle were higher, watching weather in the major feeding areas, with box beef up sharply at midday. February live was 175 higher at 173.12, and April was up $1 at 175.17. March feeders were $1.12 higher at 228.82. And hogs were pressured by technical selling and their premium to the cash index. February was down 112 at 70.77. April was 105 lower at 77.57. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it, source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
It was a quiet Tuesday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Asking prices did surface at $174 to $175 live in the south. The north was quiet. Bids didn't surface Tuesday. Weather likely remains a factor, and significant trade volume could be pushed to later in the week. Box beef closed sharply higher on very good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 357 at $294.99. Select closed 742 higher at $279.48. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, up 20,000 on the week and down 14,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 45.90. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 45.97. And the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 45.94. Estimated hog slaughter was 464,000 head, up 69,000 on the week and down 25,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the number of farms in the U.S. continues to decline, and it's a growing concern for the industry.
We've lost 437,300 farms since 1981. I'm not okay with that.
Speaking at the recent Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit, he said farmers have also lost 141 million acres of land during that time. More news is next.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it. Source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low-use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Two of the nation's largest agricultural cooperatives are exploring ways to further collaboration. CHS and GrowMark Board of Directors made the announcement last week, and CHS CEO Jay Deberton tells Brownfield there are currently a couple of ventures between the two co-ops.
Where we have the skill sets of both companies brought together for the betterment of what we're trying to do. And so now just the logical next question is there a way for us to work even closer together? And we'll see what that means.
As farmers explore more sustainable agronomic solutions, the market for biologicals continues to grow. Mick Messman, president and CEO of DPH Biologicals, says crop protection doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing investment in biologicals, but instead can work better together.
Using biologicals with other existing solutions that can integrate into farmers' operations into how they farm.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kara Hart. This is the Soil Health Hotline, a content partnership with Sound Agriculture and Brownfield Ag News. Sound Agriculture senior agronomist Jessica Pupo explains how to determine if there are micronutrient deficiencies in the field and how to address those, all coming up next on Brownfield.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it. Source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low-use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Jessica Pupo says micronutrient deficiencies can be seen above the ground.
Knowing what these deficiencies look like is the next important thing. It's important to know your mobile nutrients versus your immobile nutrients, because this can really help you determine if you see something happening on your leaves in the lower half versus the upper half of your plant, which deficiencies and nutrients you might be having. The last thing is knowing what to look for. So we've got when, where, and what. Some really basic categories of things you might see are chlorosis or yellowing. This can be something that you might see if it's a nutrient that is involved in photosynthesis, say iron, for example. The other one is necrosis. So this is the death of the plant. This is when you see that browning. Another category would be stunted growth. So this can tell us something about nutrients that have an involvement in reproduction, such as zinc or copper. And then last would be some sort of distorted growth. And this can give us signs that there's some nutrient that is involved in hormone regulation or enzyme processes, such as boron or zinc, might be deficient and is causing distortion in our growth. If all those resources don't lead you to a conclusion, testing your soil and your leaves is a really easy step to take to determine what's happening in your soil and in your plants. It's really important to go out and leaf tissue sample. At Sound, we do it around V6 in corn, maybe a little bit after that. Really when the plant is in that time of nutrient uptake. We've done 2 years of tissue testing up until now, 300 plus fields across the country. So we have quite a bank of tissue test results that we look at and that we present to people to show how source actually has had an impact on the tissue results that we've been getting back. Because source is helping activate those native microbes in our soil, we are able to increase the uptake of not only our macronutrients, but a lot of our micronutrients as well. So we've seen a clear increase in micronutrient uptake, especially when crops are in a deficient level of that nutrient in their leaves. Visit sound.ag. There they can either locate their local source dealer to learn more about source or download our key soil micronutrient white paper and learn more about micronutrients.
This is the Soil Health Hotline on Brownfield.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
5 o'clock on Friday, get your dually diesel running. There's a party going on. Everybody, come on, get your cowboy on. Get your cowboy on. Calling all your country boys and hillbilly honeys. Paint your Wranglers on. Come on and shake your money. Get your cowboy on. Get your cowboy on. Go a little crazy, get a little loud. It's time to saddle up. Wear that pony out. You know you want it. You've been waiting. Single or you're taking, bet your silver buckle there'll be love here for the making. Get your cowboy on.
your cowboy on. Go a little crazy, get a little loud. It's time to saddle up, wear that pony out. You know you want it. You've been waiting on it all week long. Get your cowboy on. Get your cowboy on.
That was Sean Patrick McGraw with Get Your Cowboy on Country and Community. And right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge has a reading of 3 degrees at 549. And our winds are out of the southwest at around 6 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill factor of around 6 below. Earlier, we were up probably about till about 10 below, so it isn't too bad now. But we are under that wind chill advisory until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Wind chills could get feeling as cold as 20 to 30 below. So be careful. If you're getting out to any of the high school games tonight, be sure to bundle up if you're going out to that. And, of course, we will be bringing you boys high school basketball action tonight right here on WRCO 100.9. And on WRCO.com, as well as the Civic Media app. And it'll feature Wisconsin Heights at Richland Center. So, yeah, if you don't feel like going to the game, just sit back and listen to Phil Nee make the call. And does a great job on that. And then, yeah, you can brood on your the Hornets team and or the Wisconsin Heights team. Who knows? You may be down from the Wisconsin Heights area and listening. Either or, it should be a good game tonight from Richland Center High School. And just wanted to let you know that there's two meetings going on tonight. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is holding its monthly meeting, and that starts at 7 tonight at the American Legion Post 13 Hall right here in Richland Center. All Post 2267 members are encouraged to attend or those eligible to join. Also, the Bloom City Town meeting is going to be going on tonight. And we had a call about the next couple items earlier today. And the first one is the Richland Center Community Food Pantry, I should say. It will have its drive-through tomorrow from 4 to 5:30 at the Lighthouse Chapel. So that's still on as usual. But the mobile food pantry that was supposed to be held on Thursday at Eagle School has been canceled. It will not be rescheduled for the month of January. Coming up next, we have Mary Chapin Carpenter with The Bug.
Well, it's a strange old game, you learn it slow. One step forward and it's back to go. You're standing on the throttle, you're standing on the brake. In the groove till you make a mistake. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, baby. Sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're gonna lose it all. You gotta know happy, you gotta know play. Because you're gonna know lonely and you're gonna know sad. Coming on strong. You start slipping and a sliding, and it all goes wrong. Because sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes.
before we say goodbye.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're a fool in love, sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, baby. Sometimes you're the ball, sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're gonna lose it all. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're just a fool in love.
Ain't no crying in your beer. Ain't no she walked out the door. Ain't nobody broken hearted in country music anymore. Everybody's hooking up, getting down, tearing up their little town, loading up the cooler and heading south. Searching for a sad one on the radio dial, but all I heard was smiles. Everybody's hooking up, getting down, tearing up their little town, loading up the cooler and heading south, beachbound, working on their tan, koozie on a beer can, party every night, throwing up their hands. Ain't no crying in your beer. Ain't no she South Beach bound, working on their tan, koozie on a beer can, party every night, throwing up their hands. Ain't no crying in your beer. Ain't no she walked out the door. Ain't nobody broken hearted in country music anymore. Ain't somebody broken hearted.
Turn it up till we take that black label bus too far. Save it.
dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you need whiskey all night long.
I see you still got that knock it back shot glass, girl, you ain't missed a beat. You already lit a little four-letter slip and your hands are all over me.
And you're already talking dirty and it's only 10:30. We know where it goes from here. I can't find this mean red wine glass.
Yeah, and I can't find it in a beer. It's you, me, and whiskey all night long. Sinking to the bottom of the country songs.